It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande, and we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Boy, it felt like the Barracuda needed to put together almost a perfect performance tonight if they were going to steal one on the road in what is one of the best environments in all the AHL. Unfortunately, the team talked about it coming into the game. They wanted to avoid going to the penalty box, help their PK out. But in the first, they take a couple of minor penalties. And on the second, the Firebirds would score a goal by Cole Lind, his 11th of the season. And that was just the start of what would turn out to be a night in which Coachella Valley would take the game over. Another solid performance from a very, very good hockey team. And right now, the Barracuda just don't have answers. And the Firebirds just too much here this evening. A final score of 4-1, the victory for Coachella Valley. And with the loss, the Cuda now on the season are 17-27-8-1, still 7 points behind Henderson, sitting at 43 points on the year. Coachella Valley 31-13-5-2. They extend their lead in the division against the Colorado Eagles. They're up to 69 points on the year. With the loss, the Cougars are now 1-4-1 against the Firebirds this year, 1-9-2-2 lifetime against Coachella Valley, and 1-3-1-3 lifetime inside of this building. So Cole Lind, who seems to always be a factor when these teams meet up, scores early. His goal in the first period at 13:52 is 11th from Logan Morrison and Andrew Polderowski. Shots in the first, 15-7. That first period, no fault of Georgi Romanov's. He was quite sharp in the first, making multiple saves, including this one in the opening 20 minutes. Now thrown in front, left pad, stopped by Romanov. A beautiful stop in tight on Ryan Winterton. Yeah, that save on Winterton, and then he had this save later in the period. Morrison guided to the line, could be an odd man rush for the Firebirds. Thrown to the net, save made by Romanov, and going hard into the cage and jarring the net free was Jacob Melanson. So the Firebirds would take a 1-0 lead into the first intermission, but again, Georgi Romanov sharp in that first, 14 stops on 15 shots. We go to the second. Barracuda took the only two minor penalties in that first, but in the second, they'd have a couple of power play chances. Unfortunately, they've become very susceptible to giving up chances while on the manpower advantage, and the Firebirds would score not once but twice shorthanded, as the first goal would come off the stick of Ryan Winterton, his 15th of the year, team-leading third shorty of the season at 7:16. And then at 9:10, Cameron Hughes would pot his 15th of the year on a breakaway, also shorthanded, his 15th goal of the season like Winterton. And the Firebirds, who were outshot in that second 14-9, would take a 3-0 lead into the third period. And you thought for the Barracuda, the only way they're getting back into the game is they've got to get the offense going early in the third period, and they'd get just that. 25 seconds into the third, they'd finally break through on Chris Drieger to cut the lead down to 3-1. Goal scored by Scott Sabourin, his fourth in his last five games, his 14th of the year. Roman Canal, Nathan Todd pick up the assists for Todd. It extends his point streak to 6 straight games for Roman Canal, his first helper at the AHL level. As the Barracuda trail by a score of 3-0, an early goal here would go a long way in their comeback attempt. Todd pokes it free for Sabourin, below the goal line, centers for Todd, got through for Canal, looking for an alley, thrown into the net, they score! Just what the doctor ordered, Scott Sabourin twists one past Rieger, just 25 seconds into period number 3, and the Barracuda have cut the lead down to 2. And with that goal, the Barracuda had a small bit of hope on the road in the third period. Unfortunately, about 4 minutes later, Cameron Hughes would pot his second of the game, his 16th of the year from Montevainen and Winterton. And that little sliver of hope was dashed with that goal from Cameron Hughes. Chris Drieger outstanding tonight, picks up the win, finishes his evening with 29 stops. And for Chris Drager, the veteran netminder, is now 15-6-4 on the year. He is 4-1 against the Cuda this year and 7-1 lifetime. The losing goaltender, Georgi Romanov, didn't get much in the way of support tonight. He's now 6-8-5, 0-1-1 against the Firebirds this season. Barracuda, just one win against Coachella Valley now in six attempts. Two more games on the schedule, with the next meeting coming up on Saturday at TechCU Arena. Final shots tonight, 39-30, as the Firebirds win it by a final score of 4-1. Coachella Valley goes 1-for-4 on the power play. Cuda have now given up power play goals in six straight. And San Jose's five-game streak of scoring power play goals comes to an end as they go 0-4-2 on the advantage. Let's go over our three stars. Number three star is Chris Drager. He made 29 saves. He was very sharp tonight and continued to instill a sense of confidence and a sense of doubt in the Barracuda. Every time San Jose would get chances, Drager would seem to come up with a save and kind of calm the waters. He is the number three star. Ryan Winterton is the number two star. He finished with a couple of points, did Winterton, a +2 rating, a goal and an assist and two shots on net. And the number one star is Cameron Hughes. He had two goals, a +2 rating, and four shots on net. Only John Hayden had more shots in the game for Coachella Valley. So the Firebirds, they now look ahead to Bakersfield on Friday at the Mechanics Bank Arena. The Barracuda not on the ice again until Saturday as they host these Firebirds, the final game of four at TechCU Arena. That is a 6 o'clock puck drop, we'd like to remind fans, and it's our final Tigres Del Mar night as we celebrate Spanish heritage. Barracuda will rock specialty jerseys. The first 1,000 fans will get a specialty collectible pin, and we'll auction off the jerseys post-game as well with a live auction. Should be a lot of fun on Saturday night. Barracuda can't gain any ground in the Pacific Division, but hopefully they can get back home. Just one game on home ice before hitting the road for four straight. Hopefully they can come back home and get a better result against this Firebird team. We'd like to thank all those who tuned in tonight, whether you listened on the Sharks Audio Network or you watched on AHL TV. We certainly do appreciate it, and we hope you join us again on Saturday night when the Barracuda return to the ice. That'll be a 5:30 pregame show. We will not be on the audio network because the Sharks play in Dallas, but you can find us at sjbarracuda.com/listen, and you can watch, of course, on ahltv.com and find us on the app as well. Barracuda fall here tonight by a final score, winless on their two-game road trip. They'll look to get back in the win column when they return home on Saturday against these Firebirds. Until Saturday, I'm Nick Nolenberger, saying so long and good night from at Crescure Arena in Palm Desert, California.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. Yeah!